Happy New Year.
Make any resolutions?
Sure did. Got any football questions?
Mike, how did Eddie get through the week so far with the side injury and such? And do you expect any limitations with him on Sunday?
I think Eddie's gone through the week, and I think like any running back this time of year, they're always beat up a little bit. So we were smart with him yesterday, but he was full participant as far as the reps he needed to take. So he'll be ready to go.
Along the running back lines, how much has it hurt you to have James with the fumbling issues? Obviously, he's been such a dynamic player, and to not have that, at least during the Arizona game, because of the fumbles, has that been a big blow to what you've been trying to do?
It's a long year. You have games where things don't go very well, but James will line up and play like he has each and every week. So we will run both Eddie and James this week.
Mike, what's your philosophy on that? Talking to Edgar, he still remembers Holmgren benching him for 5 games for fumbling. Obviously, you don't go to that extreme, but kind of what's your, not just James specifically, but what's kind of your philosophy on that?
Well, I think it's clear what our philosophy is. I mean, guys are usually pulled from the game immediately, and then really, let's be honest, there's other factors that are involved in ultimately what you do with that. So, I mean, I'm not going to bite off my nose to spite my face. We're going to go win the game against the Vikings playing our best players. But and with that being said, we all need to hold on to football. So we haven't done that very well. So to keep singling out James is not really the mindset or the tone or the message in the offensive meeting room. Everybody needs to take care of the football. And, this is the last game of the year. We don't really have time to get into benchings and making examples of guys. It's time to go win. So, and James understands that, and everybody understands it. Eddie, you're Jeff Janis with the returns. I mean, Micah. I mean, this is a team emphasis. This is just not a running back emphasis.
With Dave, have you seen enough of Dave Bakhtiari over the years that maybe he'll practice Saturday, but if he doesn't practice or is pretty limited, have you seen enough of him that he can go?
I feel good about Dave. He's earned that. He always hasn't missed a start going all the way up to Arizona. So, and I know that personally bothered him a bunch. So he's very intelligent, very detailed, young player. So I'm going to give him every chance to play in this game. That was the conversation I've had with David. So he will probably do some work tomorrow, but for sure Sunday. So with it being a night game, we'll have some workouts Sunday.
Is Brian in better shape having worked the last 2 days?
Yeah. I think it definitely helped him. Yeah, absolutely. I think it was evident just watching the video and coming off the practice field yesterday. So, but this is really what Friday's for, and we'll see how he responds and see how he shows up today.
What's the outlook for Sam and BJ about those head injuries and such?
Well, I mean, we're talking about the protocol, so I don't really – you're either in it or you're out of it, and I don't really waver an opinion or try to, project when a player is still in the protocol. So they're both going through – the phase, different phases of it. They're not out of it yet, and until they're released, I'll have a better idea.
Mike, if you were to win 5 consecutive, win a 5th consecutive division title, does that mean something, or is it all about the Super Bowl now?
Well, I think you have to be practical. We make it clear what the goal is here. It's about winning championships. And obviously, ultimately, the world championship. So, to achieve ultimate success, you definitely have to achieve levels of success to get there. So, this is a level of success that is definitely measurable. It's definitely something that takes a lot of work. It's hard to get to this position where we are today. I think you have to look at both the Vikings and ourselves. I mean, there's a reason why we were pushed to Sunday Night Football. This is a big game, but it's a game that's attractive because you got 2 excellent football teams fighting to advance their seed in the playoffs. So the division championship is important, but getting in the playoffs is the most important because that puts you in position for the ultimate goal. So I've always believed in levels of success. I make no bones about it. We understand we want to hang Super Bowl banners around here, but it's really irrelevant right now because this is totally a one-game season mindset, and we could not be in a better situation to prepare us for playoff play, and that's to play in this game Sunday. So if we ever wanted a playoff type game to totally prepare us for the playoffs, we're going to play in the Sunday night.
Mike, I know you embrace those expectations. You always talk about world championships, but do you ever feel that the sustained success isn't as appreciated? I was talking to Ron Wolf this week. He was down in Texas, and some guy saw him with a Packers hat on. He's like, "Are you a Packers fan?" And I was like, "Yeah." He says, "You're not very good this year. I mean, you're 10-5, and you're playing for another division title. Do you ever just get the sense that if you don't win a Super Bowl, that there's this kind of feeling that it wasn't that big of a deal?"
Can't control it. Not totally in tune with it. I don't spend a whole lot of time. I mean, Jason could probably answer that a lot better than I can. But I think that's the reality of being successful. I mean, the expectations here are high. We set them. We're clearly committed to them. So I can't really get into the mood, out there, outside of the building. I'm in charge of the culture and the tempo, the mindset, the energy that needs to be applied to our goal. And that's really what I stay focused on. So never really – doesn't hurt my feelings when people don't like what you're doing. So I think that's part of the business, and that's part of the ride. But, we represent the greatest organization in professional sports, and it's something that's very important to all of us here, and that's what we stay focused on.
How's the week gone after what happened in the Arizona game? Have they bounced back the way you wanted them to?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this Monday and again Wednesday, so I guess they're continuing to bounce because we bounced back Monday, as I answered the question. So, yeah, I feel good about the preparation. I'll tell you, it's fun getting outside. I don't know what the statistics are. Here's one to look up for you, have some fun with it. But this is the first time we practice outside this year on a heated field. So, and that's always a little bit of an adjustment, but it's always a lot of fun. So, and yesterday's practice had a ton of energy.
Mike, speaking of expectations, I know you didn't put number expectations on James when you signed him after Jordy went down, but has he exceeded what you would have even hoped for a guy who hadn't been, who'd been gone for a year and came in right before the start of the season?
Really, I think that's a great question, and I think you got to give James a ton of credit, but it's also, I don't say it's a little unfair for me to answer because I know James, and I felt watching James when the personnel department, we sat down and watched the tape of him playing at the Giants in preseason and then watching the Raider tape. It was James. I mean, he looked the same as I remember him. So he really kind of has come in here and just kind of picked up right where he left off. So once again, what are your expectations compared to my expectations? So I feel like he's come in and has picked up like he never left. And I think that's a real credit to him and really the connection he has with Aaron in our offense. So, but I think from the outside, I think people would say, he's definitely exceeded expectations.
When Jordy went down, I think a lot of us outside the building were like, well, maybe James Jones gets cut in New York. And was there any part of you at all that after Jordy got hurt, you had kind of your fingers crossed that he would become available, or do you not think that way?
I'll just say this. I mean, I was part of a conversation on a sideline in Pittsburgh, and James' name came up. So, yeah, I'm a fan of James Jones. Don't tell him I said that.